The West Live.
The West Live
with Ben O'Shea.
This story I loved. So could you ever see yourself as a professional sniffer?
I don't think I would cope. I have a pretty good sense of smell and I would find it incredibly difficult, which actually might make me okay for the job. But yeah, no. Can you imagine?
Yeah, I've got a pretty heightened sense of smell as well. And I've often thought, because, you know, you can be like those people who work for the perfume companies who are like a professional nose, and they sniff the various scents of...
The finer scents in life.
Musk and sandalwood and all, whatever else goes into a perfume. And then you've also got the experts in truffles, like truffle,
yes, of course.
Like determining what category of truffle
it
should be.
Is that generally animals, or do people do that too?
The animals find the truffles, right. But then when it's time to classify them, categorize them in terms of quality, they have like a professional sniffer who's like, yeah, that's a category A, that's a B+, whatever it might be.
For some reason, I thought they tasted them. There you go. No,
it's too late. Once you taste them, you can't sell them.
Oh, good point. You can't shave stuff off.
Yeah, exactly. It's because it's all about the aroma. Truffles don't really taste that good. But now I've found there's another job for a professional sniffer. You can work for the council.
Or an odour consultant, as they like to be known. Again, also strange. An odour consultant or a professional sniffer has been brought in to help out 7 Grams Chicken Cafe and Restaurant. So it's in Leederville. It's in Lake Street. So it's moved from there to... Oh, no.
Yeah, it was in North Perth. And I think it's moved into Northbridge.
Yeah.
All 7 Grams.
And it's been getting lots of complaints either way. So it's moved. They were fine before. Now people are not quite happy with that fried chicken smell. Apparently it's wafting, particularly when it's windy, as it does. I mean, we've all smelt KFC when we're super hungry, haven't we?
Yeah, yeah.
I like
the smell. Maybe I wouldn't if I lived next door to a KFC.
Well, that's it. And it's probably that oil smell, you know, get with fish and chips.
Yeah, after a while.
I used to work in a deli and we used to make kebabs and fried chips. And by the end of the shift, you would smell pretty much like that oil fryer. So I kind of get it.
Yeah,
But yeah, so lots of complaints. The owner says it's a little bit unfair. You know, that's kind of their bread and butter. That's what they do. The smell should be okay. But it's all going to SAT in November.
Amazing. It's going before the State Administrative Tribunal. Is this fried chicken shop too stinky?
Exactly. look, good luck to the owners and good luck to the professional sniffer. I don't know,
exactly.
Like, how far are they going to put him away from the store?
I read in the story that they can sniff this thing from 160 metres away.
Yeah, that's right.
If the wind is in the right direction. Oh, my goodness.
I know.
Oh, well, good to see the professional sniffers have an income.